Strapping his canoe back into his truck bed, Brian Bemir remembers Spur Lake in the 70s when wild rice grew thick on the Oneida County Lake.
It was solid rice, shore to shore. You could not see the water.
Standing next to Spur Lake, he recalls how popular of a spot it was to harvest.
Opening day, there would be 80 to 100 boats out there. There was also two buyers here at the landing. They bought the rice right out of the boat. And you could get 80 to 100 pounds in a day.
Spur Lake hasn't been like that in decades. After a couple years of restoration work, this year saw wild rice plants growing once again, but only sparsely and not yet harvestable. Bemir returned to the lake this fall, not to harvest, but to spread some of the wild rice seed he harvested on other water bodies. He then sold that seed to the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association, who in turn sold it to the Sakaga and Chippewa community for reseeding Spur Lake.
I enjoy helping, but I'm worried about the future for the rice because it's having a difficult time getting started again.
The Sakaga and Chippewa community and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has put a lot of effort into Spur Lake, reducing the beaver population and replacing culverts to get water levels down to shallow depths wild rice prefers. They've experimented with removing plants like lily pads so there's less competition for wild rice. Those efforts have led to promising results, with wild rice growing on the lake again. But now that it's growing, it faces a new challenge, waterfowl.
We're seeding rice, we're germinating rice, but it is not self-sustaining yet. So the plants don't produce seeds because they're getting eaten before they get to that point. So that's our next major hurdle.
Carly Lapin is a Wisconsin DNR regional ecologist. The DNR has documented swans on Spur Lake. With them being a protected species, they are somewhat limited in how to handle them. This summer, they put up floating netted walls in some sections to prevent the waterfowl from physically getting to the wild rice. Lapin hopes they can get more fencing up this winter. After some discussion from a group of DNR and Sakaga and Chippewa staff,
200 pounds in each of the two west plots,
they also decided to try a different tactic with spreading wild rice seed this year.
We, in the past, were spreading it evenly among 6 acres, so 50 pounds per acre. And this year, to try and get those denser beds established, we did 200 pounds per acre for 2 acres. And then scattered the rest of it in kind of a strategic, more shallow place where we think it's harder for the swans to get to it.
The idea is if they can create a thick enough bed of wild rice, the swans or other waterfowl will only pick at the edges. 9 people in 5 canoes help spread the more than 400 pounds of seed in late October. They'll be back in the spring and throughout next summer to check how the wild rice is growing with hopes for more progress. Nathan Podney is a hydrologist with the Sakaga and Chippewa community. He's been involved in the project and one of the people helping spread the seed that day. He says Spur Lake was once a prolific lake for the tribe, which is one of the reasons why so much effort is going into restoring it and why there's hope it could be successful again.
Being given this opportunity and trying to make what we can out of it is really important. And just hearing some of the anecdotal stories, not only from people that live around the lake, but some of the elders in the tribe, and saying this is kind of what it used to be when it was successful, makes us feel stronger about our opportunity and how successful we can potentially be.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Katie Thorson in Oneida County.